To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Have you guys seen BTS on the Hot Ones episode? Because I loved it so much.
I did too.
Jimin being like, come on, Wing. Come on, Wing.
And Wing?
Like,
yeah.
Getting everyone else to do it. Just freaking iconic. Mm-hmm. Yoongi saying, man, never cry. Man, never cry.
Like, I know.
Those are like my two mottos right now, like getting me through. I watched it with Jeremy, and before we started it, he was like, who do you think is going to do the best with it? And who do you think is like going to do the worst and have the hardest time? And I was like, well, Taeyong. Taeyong is going to struggle so much.
And he doesn't like spicy food. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, God bless Taeyong for like sticking to his guns on. He just ate like those two wings and he was like, I'm done, guys. Like, I'm not going to go any further. He knew his limit.
He did not let them pressure him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then, I mean, I was living for J-Hope and Jin next to each other, just freaking out. Like, Jin especially. I think it was like Sean's last question for them when he said, strike a pose that represents how you feel after eating all these wings. And Jin like interrupted him, put his arm across Sean, I'm sorry. And then he just had to yell for a minute because his mouth was so on fire.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I loved his reaction there. Like, Jin was
hilarious. I did too.
Hilarious.
I think it perfectly showed all of the BTS's members, like, personalities.
Yes.
I love Yoongi just really, like, gritting through it. Trying
chill
not
as fuck,
to,
though.
Yeah, staying
literally
chill, but you could see the struggle that he was going through. But yeah,
yes.
J-Hope and Jin on the end were just cracking me up. My sister Bridget, who is not, like, a BTS fan or a K-pop fan, really, she watched it just because she loves Hot Ones so much, and she really appreciated it, like, even saying like the questions were really fantastic that he asked them. I'm like, wow, that's really insightful for her to not be a BTS fan, really.
Yeah.
But the questions were really great that he asked them. And I loved seeing Namjoon, like, visibly taken aback by, like,
by the
danger question.
Yeah.
It was just, like, so funny to see him just, like, visibly, like, move backwards. Like, excuse me?
Like whoa, how do you know about... That's what I love about Hot Ones is that they do their research. Like, from the beginning, Sean Evans has always asked, like, these such, like... like deep cut questions that you're you really don't expect. I loved RM's reaction to that. I love that he kept the shades on too, like
know, and
he's
sort of
sweating.
And then he talked about it a little bit. Jimin and Jungkook obviously killed it. They no surprise that they were the two to do the best on it. Like JK was casually eating the hottest wing at the end.
He made it look so easy. I mean, also major props to BTS, because when other celebrities go on Hot Ones nowadays, they take like the tiniest little nibble of the wing. Like don't touch your lips to it, minimize the burn, tiny little bite. As long as they take a tiny little bite, it counts. BTS, I feel like they were eating the whole wing. They were taking a big bite out of these wings, like even as they got to the super spicy ones. So major kudos. But yeah, Jungkook and Jimin were down there at the end of the table holding it down, like
they were
seemingly unaffected every time. They're like, yeah, whatever, this is delicious.
Yeah,
no reaction.
It was fantastic. I'm so glad that they got to go on the show.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I also just have to honorable mention J-Hope dancing to Swim in the middle of like being in pain. Incredible. Like
dancing
just,
it off. Yeah.
Like what else would he be doing? But yes, definitely enjoyed it. I love that they got to do this as a promo, and what a great interview for them here as they're continuing to roll out Arirang and get into their tour. Sean was able to talk to them about like their music videos as well and everything else that they're working on, which we're gonna get into a little bit today also. But before we do, very special announcement that since we are going to the April 26th concert in Tampa, we are going to do an iconic meetup that morning, Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at Spatty's Coffee Company or Spatty's Coffee Co. We posted on our Instagram about it. We'll probably post again just so that you guys can see all the info, but just telling you here and now, if you're going to be in Tampa for the concerts that weekend, come say hi. We would love to see you.
We would so love to see you. We're hoping that 9:30 is early enough so that it, you know, it's the beginning of the day. You have the rest of the day to prepare for the concert and whatnot, or go and get merch. But we would really love to see you guys. And Spatty's is not too far. I think it's like 8 minutes from the stadium. So we would love to see you guys in Tampa. Already heard from a couple of you guys who are going to be able to make it out. It would really mean so much to us to just like see you guys, meet you guys, talk about BTS, talk about the concert weekend. Yeah, it's just like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where, like, all of ARMY is in one location. So definitely reach out, guys. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, we hope to see you there. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and see what we can do as far as getting into these music videos and talking about them today.
You're on a GLP-1, but now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. Get access to trusted experts, food plans that work with your body, and habit coaching to keep you on track. Plus access to GLP-1 medication. Get started at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are going to be talking about the three incredible music videos that we've gotten with Arirang. So we're going to cover Swim 2.0 and Hooligan. We're going to talk about the setting, the meaning of the music video, the aesthetics, our favorite moments, you name it. We're going to be covering in detail today.
Yes, ma'am. Before we get into it, we want to say thanks so much, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us a little extra, you could consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay, so let's dive in to Swim.
Yes.
A little bit of the style and setting to get us started with. Obviously, this has a very nautical style, a lot of nautical themes. What's cool about this is that it was filmed off the shore of Lisbon, Portugal, and obviously, some of it takes place filming on the ocean on a boat that you can see on the side of the boat. They've named it Arirang. And then the beginning and the end of the music video is filmed at a maritime museum that's also there in Lisbon. So cool that they're like on location and, you know, BTS continuing to use like real practical arts instead of like CGI in their videos here. Because they could have green screened it, you know, but they were like,
they could have, yeah, but they really went for it. They were actually out on the ocean on this ship. It was amazing. Yeah.
There's a main actress that we see in this music video, and that's Lily Reinhart. She's known for her role in Riverdale and also in a movie, Look Both Ways. She looks so familiar when we started the music video. I was like, we got to know her from somewhere. Okay. She does an excellent job here. We also, between the, on the boat, we see like an upper deck of the boat and a lower deck of the boat is kind of where we at. So we see her there on the lower deck or the below deck quite a bit.
Yeah, just going along with the nautical theme, there's tons of just ship-like items that we see. There's a lot of rope, there's the captain's wheel, like the ship wheel, there's maps, compasses, there's a particular compass that we see that Lily has that instead of like north, south, east, west, it says swim, which is so cool, love that detail. There's a telegraph that we see Namjoon using, so like a lot of just nautical things that you would see on a ship. And of course, these massive sails. I love the sails on this ship. It is gorgeous. The aesthetic, like I just picture Park Jimin in front of these gorgeous sails. Like it's really such an aesthetic that I love so much that I was like, for my concert outfit, I had to go full Swim. I told you, Kayla, I'm like, I got to do the nautical. I know everyone's probably going to do the nautical, but I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's really cool about this music video is that it rained when they were shooting on that upper deck, and there ended up being a natural rainbow that happened behind them, which is just so special and perfect for the shooting of this music video. I feel like it's very symbolic for BTS, like a very happy time that they were like shooting this music video together after all this time apart. Arirang, it just felt like good luck, like a good omen.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And then just to touch on their outfits a little bit, they're all wearing pretty much the same similar kind of outfit. A lot of naval jackets, billowing white shirts, sailor-like outfits with like sailor white hats, especially when we see them on the upper deck being a little bit more goofy. We see them with those sailor hats. And so, yeah, love just like the button, the gold buttons. People were talking about how like how many buttons Jungkook has, and like Jin had one button and was like, what the hell, like Jungkook stole all the buttons. But yeah, gorgeous aesthetic, truly. I'm obsessed with it. It is, it's, it has like a level of sophistication to it that I can really appreciate.
That's what I was thinking, especially
and handsomeness
with— Yes, extreme handsomeness from all the members with these naval jackets that they have. They're like navy blue. They have like the gold, like tasteful trim on them. And like, it's not too much, right? It's not over the top, but it's kind of a visually uniting them under one look. And I love that that was the choice here for their first music video back of like, hey, we're all one unit here. Look at us all in the same outfit, like a uniform, but they all look incredible in the outfits, and like we get like these super handsome shots of each member just, you know, like around the boat or like, you know, in like the ropes, like climbing on it. Like I can't get over the shot that's like Jin and RM like on the ropes, you know.
Climbing the ropes.
Exactly. Yeah. They look incredible. So the outfits were, I love the outfits. I love how they contribute to the oneness feeling of BTS here. Getting a little bit into the storyline or the meaning that we interpret from this video, we feel like Lily represents ARMY. This feels very obvious, like anytime that BTS has a woman in one of their music videos, like what they did in their solo work. We were like, oh, this feels like representation of ARMY here. At the beginning of the video, she goes to a maritime museum. It feels like she's looking for inspiration and connection. And at the museum, she looks deeply into this ship, and it's like she's able to mentally transport herself to where BTS is on the boat of Arirang. And as she's visualizing, she finds herself awake on the ship on the lower deck, you know, in like, a little bit maybe of a different outfit there while she's visualizing, mm-hmm. and also like in this nice bed. And she feels BTS's presence and has a sense of longing, as if she's mm-hmm. searching, trying to either find them or discover something within herself, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, she transports herself there. We see her just like this sense of longing. And BTS mm-hmm. are on the ship, but they can see her. However, she cannot see them. And BTS seem to notice and see the sadness and longing that she has for them. And they look like they want to reach out and like comfort her, but they can't because they're not actually with her. It looks like they're either a past memory or they're just, I don't know, in her imagination. Yeah. But like they are longing for her too. Like it looks like they want to comfort her as best as they can. And even though she can't see them, you can see that she feels BTS in the moment. The member will like walk past and maybe they don't make eye contact, but she kind of looks over her shoulder like she could feel their presence there. Yeah. And you really see that not only is she like kind of feeling BTS, but there's a scene in particular where she's on the lower deck and she really lets loose. Like she's dancing. She's super overcome with emotion. I love how raw her emotion looks too. Like it looks mm-hmm. real. Like the kind of dancing that you truly would do when no one's watching, kind of. Oh, yeah. You know, totally. Like complete let loose, full emotion. It's like she's cleansing her feelings and emotions, and it's a bit sensual as well with how she kind of like touches herself, you know, mm-hmm. but she gets to a point where she falls to the ground and you see a tear coming out of her eye. And from here on, it kind of seems like she's in a more hopeful and empowered state as she walks up to the upper deck. She gets out onto the ledge and it just looks like she's ready to dive in and keep swimming. So mm-hmm. I just feel like that's totally like her. If she's representing ARMY, it's like us listening to like BTS music and like getting absorbed in it and being able to process through difficult times and like come out on the other side of it. Love.
Totally. I love it too. And this scene that you're describing is happening during Yoongi's verse where he's talking about like the water's so deep, I can feel the high waves coming. Why run away? You can run in. You're the only place that I want to be. And it's like acknowledging mm-hmm. that you can go through struggles and hardship, but like, you know, you can see those high waves coming, but you can still just swim. And this is like when she's going through that and then realizing and coming to that point as it's also coming to that point in the song.
Yeah.
So it matches up really well. And yeah, I love to see her like hopeful and climbing the deck of the ship, standing on the edge of it, you know. Mm-hmm. After that, we see her back in the museum and she's drenched in seawater. And though she's literally soaked, we see this more as a symbol of how real it felt to her. And so overall, we feel like, of course, she resembles ARMY, but ARMY who are needing hope or inspiration, and how although BTS may not physically be with us, their music can reach us and help us when we need it. And it also feels like maybe a representation of ARMY longing for BTS while BTS were on hiatus and doing solo work. Mm-hmm. But regardless, through this song, you know, we can say this song specifically, we can get that hope to keep swimming and to keep going on.
Absolutely. And I just love the symbolism of all of this and the storyline that's portrayed in here. First time watching through, or at least a couple times watching through, Kayla, I had mentioned to you, it seemed more like a magic shop parallel to me of like not physically being together, but having that space that we can go to be with their music and feel connected to them and motivate us to keep going when times are tough. So yeah. Yes. Obsessed. Love it.
I love. Honestly, when this music video and the album dropped at the same time, we had to watch the music video 3 times in a row and then had to physically pull ourselves away from it to start the album.
Yeah.
Because we were so mesmerized. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a beautiful music video.
It's gorgeous. I mean, every single member looks so phenomenal, beautiful, handsome, like just jaw dropping in every moment. Like they really chose, you know, the best parts that they got from the film. We're just going to talk about a couple of our favorite moments. We really tried to limit ourselves because we could talk forever. So we're just going to share 2 favorite moments just because we have so much to talk about today. But for me,
two each.
Okay. So 4 total. Okay. But for me, like immediately one of my favorite moments is at the, like towards the beginning of the video, Jimin on the sails of the ship walking. Like I don't know ship anatomy. Okay. But it's like the wooden part that's at the bottom of the sail that holds it to go out. And he's like standing on that and the sail is like billowing up behind him. And then there's another shot of him like on the other side of the sail and his hands like pressing in across to Lily on that side. Oh my God. Like a ghost haunting me in the best way. Like it is, I'm obsessed. He looks so stunning and gorgeous. And
it's like the siren in his element, you know,
yes.
Like,
oh my God.
Pressing through this sail, like the billowing of his shirt with this like white sail. Oh, it's
literally.
Yeah.
And this blonde
hair and him looking down at us too. That shot.
Yep. Yeah. You got it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's something to me. It recreates a little bit of what I think is one of his most iconic moments is the Melon Music Awards 2019, where he danced to I Need You, but it was a contemporary dance where he had all of these beautiful like white silks that he was dancing through and around and utilizing. That's what these sails are giving. And yes. Oh, I just incredible. Yeah. Like chef's
I see
kiss.
It. I see the connection. Absolutely. It's a fantastic moment. One of my favorite moments that I think is a lot of ARMY's favorite moments as well. And I am not alone in having this thought. It is not an original thought by any means. I thought it was in the moment because I was watching it with you, Kayla. And it's the moment where Lily is like walking towards the camera and she like looks hurt or lost or whatever. And walking behind her, I don't want to say in the shadows because it's sunlight, but, you know, like literally it looks like a shadow behind her and it's Yoongi, and he is giving Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice, like the 2009 movie.
Keira Knightley version.
One. I think that's the 2009. I don't remember, but it is literally like Mr. Darcy, like I will take care of you. Even when you don't know it, like I am like here for you. It's just ultimate handsome.
Yes.
Doesn't have to like, be showy. Yes.
Totally.
Brooding.
I'm here when you need me type of vibes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like he really looks like he is taking care of her. And it's just crazy that it's like all you see is him like literally walking behind her. But that's that's the message he sends. His impact.
Dying. Yeah. I can't. Yes, totally. I mean, when you said that, because remember you and I watched Pride and Prejudice together, like, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And when you said that, I was like, 1,000%. That's exactly Mr. Darcy, specifically from that movie, too. I mean, yeah. So now we have like that.
He's
can
always
we
in
get,
the background doing
can
things.
Can we get a Min Yoongi as Mr. Darcy fanfic? Like,
quit it. Stop it right now. I bet it exists. And if it doesn't now.
Somebody needs to
write
it.
Because a lot of ARMYs think this.
Let's get it. Let's get on it.
Yeah.
AO3 writers. Come on. Okay. One of my other favorite moments is when J-Hope's verse starts. And he's splash, drip, and he pulls the rope down, and
it had been
raining on set when he was recording his part, so he's all wet, and like, okay, up until this point in the music video, especially the first time watching through, we're appreciating, we're like, oh my God, they're so handsome, they look so good. This one, we're like, holy shit, like, look, he's so hot. Yeah,
this is when we fangirled the hardest first time through. It was splash. Drip, and like as he's like yanking on this massive rope and pulling it down drenched in water, we're like, Oh my god. Like, total also, fangirl.
It's the first time watching it or hearing the song, and we're like, what's splashing? What's dripping? Like, what are we?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were like, uh-huh. Like, I love that part, too. He's pulling the rope. He just so fucking hot. J-Hope serving everything to us. The best, well, not the best part, but, like, right after that, too, the rest of BTS, this is when they're in, like, their little sailor outfits with the white sailor hats. Mm-hmm. And this is when they're, like, this cracks us up. Like, literally laughing out loud every time we watch it, where they're, like, all tugging on the rope together. And they just think it's supposed to be a little bit of, like, a comedic, you know, like, filler in there of that moment.
I love that they put that in there, because it's just their personality shining through. Like, we love, like, in Butter or any other music video where you see a little of that humor and just, like, silliness come through. That is BTS. Yeah.
And we see them, like, I think they're like turning a big ship wheel too, that's maybe like the anchor wheel, and just like seeing that, like the dichotomy of like super hot J-Hope splash drip and then BTS pulling, you know,
silly.
Pulling the anchor up was love it. Absolute top moment. Me too. Yeah.
My other favorite moment, although it's very hard to pick, but of course it has to be a Taeyong moment. It's the scene where Lily had like come out of that, like where she was like doing that emotional dance. She goes into a hallway and Taeyong is just charging down this lower deck hallway, and he looks like determined and so serious and so charming, and he like bumps shoulders like real aggressively with her, and it's just like I felt her impact that she felt from him. Like, it's just a really hot moment. Like, I'm like, damn, Taeyong. Handsome. So handsome.
Brooding.
So charming. Brooding.
Feel my presence.
Serious. Yes. Sexy. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, iconic.
Like, he's really trying to get through to her.
Yeah. I mean, right after that, too, is, like, where Jin is, like, watching her, like, kind of through the mirror behind it, like, worried about her. I really love that moment, too. It stands out to me.
Jin looks so tender in that moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we love the Swim music video, if you can't tell. I mean, I think we were watching it every day, you know, until we got these next two music videos, too. And then we had more to add into the rotation. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into 2.0 music video. Let's start with a little bit of the setup for this. So this music video is heavily inspired by Old Boy. Immediately when I saw the first teaser, we only got like 10 seconds of content, I was like, why the fuck does this look like Old Boy right now? And I just have to say, if you haven't seen this movie, don't, like, seriously, don't watch it. But I have now seen it twice. I watched it last year. My boyfriend and his friends are all like, they love it. And then I just rewatched it for this music video, and Bethany, I got you to watch it too. It's a South Korean cult classic. It was made in 2003. It's one of the most iconic films to come out of South Korea, but also it's literally the most fucked up movie that we've ever watched. Like,
I mean
you want to scrub your brain after you watch it.
Yes, I'm glad that you told me to watch it, because it is so heavily, like, this 2.0 was so heavily inspired by Old Boy that I needed to see it in order to understand just like how heavily inspired it is by this movie. So I'm glad I watched it in that sense, and I can't deny that it's a good movie. Like, it is.
No, it,
like,
is a good movie.
The plot, it's entertaining, but the feeling in which you end with is just awful. It's just awful. And like, I am very much happy with, I've seen it once, I don't
never
need to
see
it again.
Yeah. I mean, the director, BTS did a YouTube short with him, and he got to talk about kind of his process with filmmaking and his perspective, which was really cool. I mean, the cinematography of the movie, the use of angles and color and, you know, music, everything is so great. Like, it is truly like a good movie, but it does leave you with like a just a yucky feeling. So it's a tough watch, but you know, I don't know if you're up for it, watch it, but we are warning you now. But yeah, this music video is like completely inspired by it.
Yeah. So we'll get more into like the specific settings because it's all old boy references, but we are going to just talk quickly about the outfits that we get for the members. So there's two outfits that we've seen. The starting outfits are these business suits and ties. They all have like kind of goofy facial hair or some kind of goofy accessory like sunglasses, fans, suckers. An old boy, the main character, is wearing a suit and has crazy hair and sunglasses on. So it's very fitting that this is the style that they went with their outfits, at least for the first half of this music video. In the second half of the music video, we get an outfit change where all of the BTS members are quickly changing in the elevator between floors, and they're going up to this penthouse. And these outfits are much more like early 2000s stylish clothes. This would align, I think, with like the fashion from the time that Old Boy was filmed, which like 2003. Yeah. So it's giving a little Y2K, but much more like trendy style for that time frame. And so they look a little bit more themselves, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's still just like it's a unique style.
Definitely. This is the style that is inspiring my concert outfit, not the Y2K 2000 style, but the outfits at the beginning that they're wearing, the suits in particular. Mm-hmm. Jimin's with the gray like vest and pants and like the sunglasses. I saw it and I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, I gotta do that. So
it's perfect. Mm-hmm. I freaking love that you are going as 2.0 style and I'm going as swim style. It's just, it's cute. It's great.
It fits. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go and talk about the storyline that we see throughout the music video and kind of the meaning with it along with the old boy references. So like Bethany said, at the beginning of this music video, we see them in these suits and they're introduced with individual shots of each member where their name in Korean flashes in the bottom corner. This is significant because we have talked a lot about this album almost as their new debut. This is them debuting for the mm-hmm. second time. BTS have also kind of discussed this with this being their BTS 2.0. And to, in this song, have their names in Korean in the bottom corner harkens back to their debut music video, No More Dream, where their names were written in English at the bottom. So mm-hmm. here they are, you know, 13 years later, and they're able to do the same thing, but put, you know, it's brand new for them at the same time. It's in Korean instead of mm-hmm. in English. And I think that's impactful, showing that they're still rooted in their Korean culture and identity.
And they're so popular, they don't need to do the English.
Exactly.
Too.
Totally.
Yeah, like they're able to just use,
you know,
their
who they
Korean
are.
Names.
Yeah. Each member here has a close up shot where they have their moment to be either hilarious or hot or both, like all of them really are, mm-hmm. With like a little facial expression or, you know, like a little movement, but really like staring down these guys that they're coming out of the elevator, and there's all these guys in this hallway, and they all have, you know, different weapons like baseball bats and lead pipes and whatever. So mm-hmm. really from the beginning, this is the old boy reference beginning, just talking about specifically this hallway fight scene. So in the movie, the main character is seeking answers on why he was falsely imprisoned in a singular hotel-esque room for 15 years. He was just kidnapped off the street one day and he was put in this room, never got to leave the room, was served food, you know, through like a hatch in the door, and never got a reason of why he was there. And in this hallway, he's confronting all the men who held him there and he's looking for information. So he single-handedly beats up like 20 plus men. This scene is so iconic that it's been paid homage to in films, TV shows, and anime since then. And it's the first time that a one-shot fighting scene was done like this, where it's like a continuous, like all the way through from, you know, one side to the other side of the set. So that's what makes mm-hmm. it so iconic. In BTS's version, as the video's starting, I know this scene, I'm almost expecting them to start like doing choreographed fighting with these people, but instead, no, they don't need to physically fight. They are fighting these men off with their killer choreo, and mm-hmm. the guys are like scared, backing away on both sides of them, like, you know, afraid that BTS is even going to approach them. And to us, this represents BTS fighting their way back into their own space in the music industry upon their return here.
Mm-hmm. I love you saying that they're fighting them off with this choreography, because it is so true. They really are. And this scene is just so incredibly iconic. I think it is the most iconic scenes from Old Boy. Yeah. And it's very fitting that they use this for the music video here. It's fantastic. So then we get a shot in the elevator. And so in Old Boy, the elevator is in the movie, and the main character like rides up in this elevator not only for that fight scene, but he also rides up to get to the antagonist, where he meets him in this penthouse, the antagonist penthouse. And the elevator scene for BTS in this music video is specifically iconic because it's showing these members doing their outfit change. And I mean, we get all of them changing in this small elevator quickly from these suits into their 2.0 more trendy clothes. They look incredible and sexy, and we get to see a lot of like chaotic, sexy BTS quickly changing together. Hello, Jimin's entire back is showing like at the very beginning of this scene. It's just like we've never had anything quite like this. No. Yeah. Also, just kind of a BTS music video theme to be in an elevator. Like, I think we see that in Butter. Yeah. I think we see it in Dope. So, like, here we are again, BTS in an elevator, but they're all changing together.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so much symbolism there. They're all changing together, you know? Ooh, like, how changing, BTS is. Yes, you say we've changed, we feel the same. BTS.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Yes. Okay.
But they're changing together as a group. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. going along too. Like, that was not in our doc.
No, we just
love that you just came to that conclusion. But there's a lot of symbolism of them like just going back to the top of the industry in this elevator too, like trying to like take their place again. It's again calling back to those lyrics within 2.0 of had your little fun fella, came back for what's mine. So like they're going up to this penthouse where they like are rich, on top of the world, successful. So yeah, like it also shows that they're maybe like changing quickly in this elevator. It could also be a little symbolic of like rushing to change or like release this new album ASAP. Like they kind of had to whip it out pretty quickly after coming back from military too.
Yeah. But, and they were like definitely rushing. You can tell that they're all in a hurry as they're changing clothes. So could definitely be symbolic of them like working hard to put this album out in a timely manner too. So now that we're taking the elevator up to the penthouse, let's talk about the penthouse. And in the movie, the rich antagonist owns the penthouse, and this is where the climax scene of the movie takes place, where all the mysteries are revealed to the protagonist, to the main character. In this scene also, towards the end of it, we also see a tape recording playing and running out, like those old style tape reels. Just like side note about this whole setting that BTS are dancing in at this point, the attention to detail is crazy to us, because all of the furniture, the artwork on the walls, the pictures, the green long strip pools of water, even in the back that you see at the very end, the destroyed window and how it's broken out, the desk behind it, the like, it's all exactly the same. Exactly the same as the movie. It's
identical. That I even question, like, did they just never take this set apart and they just went to it? Like, it looks like the original
it's,
set.
It's crazy how
it's exactly the same.
I mean, and the antagonist had like a bunch of cameras all over the place, like old vintage cameras, even those are there. It is just, to me, it also, yes, it looks like the set frozen in time and was just waiting for them to like come back here. But BTS is here, they're dancing here, and like Bethany said, of them being in the penthouse is showing that they're back on top, that they are the ones that throughout all of the struggle and the turmoil and the torment and the torture and the mind games, they're the ones that are gonna be and, you know, finish this thing on top. At the end of the music video, there is a shot of, it's like freaking, it's crazy, the same exact old style of tape recording, you know, one reel rolling into the other reel to be played, running out. The same exact thing that it does in the movie too. And it's symbolizing what it did in the movie, that BTS are 10 steps ahead. like whatever you think or know about mm-hmm. them or assume is going to be totally wrong. Just like on this podcast, we've made predictions time and time again over the years, and we're always wrong, and we're always happy to be wrong, because whatever BTS has planned is 1,000 times better than we could have conceptualized of.
Imagined.
But this tape recording leaves such an impact when you've seen Old Boy and you know, like, oh man, that's like, wow, he really was 10 steps ahead of you the whole time. And that's BTS here. Like, you won't be able to figure out what they're doing next. They are unpredictable in this new 2.0 era. BTS,
yeah.
Man.
It's so impactful. Yeah. It's
cinematic. Yeah. Super symbolic.
It wasn't until we were watching it together after I had seen Old Boy and we were debriefing about the music video, or not the music video, the movie. And then we watched 2.0 together and we both saw that reel at the end and we're like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
This is insane. So, overall, this music video is BTS reclaiming their spot within the music industry and upgrading to a higher status. While the protagonist in Old Boy was gone for like 15 years imprisoned before coming back, we see a lot of parallels with BTS having been on hiatus for over 3 years and now coming back. And they're coming back for what's theirs. That line is especially strong when put in the Old Boy setting. Mm-hmm. And so they're not just claiming time lost, but reclaiming who they are, what they want to do with their music, and every aspect on how they want to do it.
Iconic. Yeah. So killer.
It's iconic. We love it. We're obsessed. If there's I think of the three music videos, you and I might be a little bit more biased for 2.0.
Because I just love all of the symbolism with it. And if anybody could do like an Old Boy homage in a music video, I mean, man, they pulled it off so well. So, yeah. Absolutely loved it.
All right. We had to do more than just four favorite moments
for
this, but we're going to make it quick here. Yeah, we're going to make it quick here so we can get into Hooligan after this. One of my ultra favorite moments from this music video is Yoongi at the very beginning controlling the choreo. It is so hot of him. Him in the middle wearing these rimless glasses, looking like true gloss Suga, and obviously Augusty Chucky, like all his forms in one, controlling his members, fighting off these bad guys with his like sharp, super synced choreo. It's so incredible and impactful.
Yes.
It's one of the best parts of music
video.
Love
it. And it kicks us off too. I love everything about the bathroom scene, them being in this grimy, dirty ass bathroom and like just raging in it, particularly the first time when we see the bathroom. It's like Jungkook front and center choreo into Step Aside, then Jin, center Jin leading the choreo with, oh my God, he has like the super deep red V-neck on where he's leaning over in the choreo. You can see all the way down his chest.
Shirt.
Killer. I mean,
the angle, the high up angle, like looking down at him, like getting even a further deeper shot into his already like super deep V-neck. Yeah. Like, okay.
Death. I mean, and like the other parts of it where there's, you know, a member just performing to the camera, all the other members in the background are going crazy. They're throwing toilet paper, they're juggling it around. Taeyang is doing pull-ups off of the stall. Mm-hmm. They're just all like raging together. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's a great shot. For my other favorite moment, it's just Taeyang. All parts. All parts. From the very beginning of like his super goofy, intimidating facial expressions when they're about to charge at these bad guys. I also have to make a shout out too for Jungkook's like super silly expressions, recreating that iconic meme that he's done before. It's just so iconic of him to put this meme of him like recreating this meme within a music video. Like, this music video will like stand the test of time. Like, this will be something that people like go and look for years down the road. Like, I feel like other little snippet videos of like Run BTS might get like lost over time, but this is like the real shit.
Right.
It's a music video that he just recreated this like super goofy meme.
Love it.
Yeah, love it. Truthfully, all of the members at the beginning of the video is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just have to say, while you're talking about Taeyang, him throwing his shoulder right into the choreo for the Brand New, and then you hear that little, like, guitar, like, meow in the background, it fucking hits every time. It's so crisp. Mm-hmm. It's so hot. It's just, yeah, it's everything.
Yeah, I agree. It's so impactful. Shortly after this, too, there's a shot where we get a lot of the maknaes up in front, and you see Taeyang off to the side, and his tongue is pressing into his cheek. And for the OG armies out there, this is the equivalent of him pretending to chew bubble gum. Like, he went through a whole, like, fake bubble gum chewing phase, and I just feel like this is, like, giving the same vibe. And he's just up to his usual antics, and I love seeing it. Like, this is the Taeyang that we all kind of, like, fell in love with, you know. I just love seeing his true self in the music video here, and just getting to be the ham, goofy guy that he is. Also, Taeyang changing in the elevator. He's the most obscene and ridiculous, I think, of all of them. He's so hamming it up. He's at the very end when they're all getting out. He's the last member to get out of the elevator, and he's leaning up against the elevator wall, last minute buckling his belt with his belly showing. It is so suggestive. And then on his way out, he, like, looks over at the camera coolly, like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he absolutely knows how he's driving us insane. And he's fine with
it. Yes, I think, to me, this is, like, the hottest Taeyang in existence. Like, this moment right here. Especially, like, the fact that his shoulders are, like, leaning back and his hips are forward when he's doing this, like, tidy. You're right, it is so suggestive, and it's just ridiculously hot. And he stares on the camera, too, like, stop it right now. I have to mention, as a favorite part, the penthouse choreo. Just all of the members lined up. They even add, like, slapping the water because they have that feature to it. RM in the front just makes for a super cool shot as he's leading the vocals at this point, too. And then, you know, they are sliding the slide to side type of thing as they're moving over to the right side of the screen. It's so smooth. It's so satisfying to watch as he's in sync with every member behind him too, even though, like, they can't see each other. And then after this, they show the shadows of them on the background that they're making on the wall, and they use Yoongi's shadow to transition back into Yoongi rapping at us from the bathroom. Like, fucking cool. So cool.
It's super cool.
Such a cool directing
I
shot.
I love RM in the front. That shot truly is. He is leading them all. He's stunning. The sunglasses, the brown leather jacket. Like, it is such a standout moment with his members back behind him. Super cool.
Hell yeah.
Super cool. And that Yoongi shot. Yes, absolutely. It's so well done. Speaking of Yoongi, I have to say, there's right before we get into J-Hope's verse, we see all of the members line up, like, mic drop style. And as they're lined up, you just see Yoongi. He's, like, five members back, okay? And he is staring us down, like, Augusty, just stealing the fucking show. I'm over here, like, am I Yoongi biased? Like, I, like, can't shut up. But he is just, like, really stand out in that moment, and it's crazy because he's not even, like, the focus. I don't know, he's right in the center, so maybe that's it, but his glare is, like, piercing through. You can't ignore him. He's present, that's for sure. And then I'm obsessed with this transition into J-Hope's verse. J-Hope looks like a greaser, like, his hair greased back. He looks like he's about to jump you, like, from, like, the Outsiders. Like, that is literally where it takes me. But there's this choreography piece where J-Hope pretends to throw a ball and Yoongi catches it and then throws it again. And once we started, like, talking about this choreography, it took us back to No More Dream J-Hope, who literally throws a baseball at us with, like, the BTS logo on it, like, their old logo. I don't know if that was an intentional callback to No More Dream, but I'm going to say it was.
This is, like, the second No More Dream reference in 2.0. I feel like, again, reaffirming, like, this is our new debut here.
New debut.
New BTS. I just have to say a final shout out for the choreo at the end. We get, like, Jungkook into Taeyang into Jimin just in the final scene. And I love that combo. They all own it. And Jimin's choreo at the very end, he, like, is like flexing a little bit and like moving forward is just like very intense and impactful. Mm-hmm. Just like perfect way for me personally to end this choreo and end the song. Like, it's just iconic.
It's super badass. Yeah. 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 He's like, he has like the final say at the end. Mm. And hell, it's yeah. so impactful.
Oh, so 2.0, there's a lot there. And mm-hmm. I mean, we were really astonished by the symbolism that we saw behind it just through the knowledge of Old Boy. So really appreciate yeah. it. And great artistry from BTS for that video.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and get into Hooligan. So for the style and the setting for this music video, these guys, okay, the makeup that is done is so distinct for Hooligan. All of the members are wearing pretty heavy eye makeup. It is so stand out and distinct for this music video. There's this like red and smudgy, smoky under eye that they have going on, and it is extremely intimidating, slightly scary, and it makes them look a bit deranged in the sense that they haven't slept for days.
Yeah.
It's giving Hooligan, truly. Yes. And I think it's a solid and very intentional makeup choice. And I love it. I see a lot of ARMYs talking about how the heavy eyeliner takes them back to No More Dream and We Are Bulletproof. Like, we're really like throwing it back with this style yeah. and the eyeliner. And then they're all in these black leather outfits with lots of chains. Kayla, you actually had told me about this, how J-Hope's outfit is modeled after Ryuk's. Is it Ryuk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ryuk's outfit in Death Note, which is just a really cool piece of information. I've seen Death Note. I've actually like one of the few animes that I've watched. And if you see a picture of Ryuk's outfit and you see J-Hope's outfit, it's like very identical.
It's like side
with
by side.
The feathers coming out.
It's cool because mm-hmm. I feel like it's on par with the energy that they want to deliver in this music video.
Yeah, I agree. And then we have to just point out, like, obviously they're all wearing like chains and black leather, but there's been a lot of discourse online about Jin's locked up crotch and how he also has this like shicey too that he starts the music video with, and we got to see that at the start of the comeback concert. But yeah, if you look at his chains in particular, like they're locking him up, like he is like cannot be accessed.
But it makes us look even more like Kim Seok Jin, please. Yeah. So just thinking about like the storyline of this, we personally, like, it's hard for us to decipher a specific storyline. We're not sure that it's really supposed to convey a story. It feels more symbolic of a lot of visuals that we're seeing of what it represents. It feels very BTS. It feels really reminiscent of so many BTS eras to us. Like, as we watch through these scenes, we are reminded of Not Today, of Wings, even Mic Drop, RM's Do You, the Fire music video, Yoongi's Shadow. Bethany mentioned My Queen Film Out in one of the parts. Idol, yes. Persona On. All of these music videos, all of these eras for BTS for us comes up in the visuals of this video. And we mm-hmm. really love this because where in 2.0, they're declaring like, hey, like this is BTS 2.0 here. Hooligan has, from the beginning of it coming out, we've like, oh my god, this feels like classic BTS. Why does this feel like it could fit mm-hmm. on Dark and Wild or Too Cool for School mm-hmm. or Boy, you know, School Love Affair? Mm-hmm. Because it really is like that rowdier BTS. So to see so many of their eras represented to us here is really cool. So we're gonna,
and they're so edgy. Like, I think that's why it takes you back yeah. to that time, because they really got away with that with like the Love Yourself era and Map of the Soul. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't really so much about that, and that it just really seems like their roots but upgraded. That's absolutely what it is. And I think that's everything that they wanted with Arirang.
Totally.
And yeah, these outfits are incredible. Like, Yoongi's hair styling is so interesting with, like, his hair flipping out to the mm-hmm. side. Taeyong's, like, super straight hair. I've never seen his hair so straight. I'm obsessed. He's, like, anime boyfriend.
Yeah, totally. Mm. RM with the, yeah. with, like, the orange frosted tips. It's super striking, but it works so well on him. Jimin has, yeah. like, his longer hair that he's repping this era. I'm obsessed, but it's just tussled and styled. Jin kind of has the tussled look going on too, and J-Hope's hair mm-hmm. really stood out to me immediately, but now after knowing his look was inspired by Ryuk, it makes sense that it's kind of like slick back, spiky, you know, going on, because that's very mm-hmm. similar to Ryuk's hair. But I don't see yeah. like a real like story conveying, but I feel like this is a very choreography video, like yes. very choreography heavy to be able to
big,
show
massive
it off
shots.
Yeah.
Big shots. Yeah.
Yeah. Performance yeah. video.
So we're just going to go through like some of the shots that we see that like are really stand out. Like at the very beginning, J-Hope standing in this like concrete, like open area. It looks like it could be like an old
warehouse.
Parking garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warehouse. Yeah. And all of these backup dancers beside him. It is 100% Not Today. Like it is literally taken from Not Today. Yeah. This exact shot that we get. And then after this, we get a really super dynamic shot with Jungkook and RM, but like it really starts with Jungkook coming in, and in this room it looks like people are kind of in this hedonistic state of overindulging and
partying,
fine things, party, mm-hmm. drinks, fancy food, candles. That ambiance is really giving Wings and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Like a lot of ARMY was taken yeah. there with this particular scene.
Definitely. Immediately taken there for sure. And then we're brought right back into like the J-Hope takes over the choreography in that too. And like everybody's in like sped up motion around him, mm-hmm. which makes for a really cool effect of bringing in more feeling of chaos kind of going on, mm-hmm. and he's controlling it all, which I think is what BTS want to do with this era. And then it switches mm-hmm. into the chorus, and now they're outside and all BTS are, you know, kind of lined up in a triangle formation, and this is when they're on that massive red stage, which to me again is giving Not Today, like mm-hmm. Not Today, where they're dancing in that big quarry with the big super nice platform, like distinct background, like old looking rundown warehouse background with like this really nice surreal platform that they're performing on.
Yeah.
I just,
that concrete wall though takes yeah. me to the On manifesto, and also takes me to the On music video as well.
Totally.
So I also see On with this shot. Just this shot too is so like dramatic
yeah.
and like this really wide shot that they have of everyone in it. And just looking at the colors with the kind of gray, white concrete building, BTS in black, and then the red of the backup dancers in the stage, it's just like Arirang
to a T
album.
Yeah.
That is literally the colors.
This is the era. Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we get this really cool shot with J-Hope and Taeyang, and they're in this open red like floodlighted room with all of this furniture and pieces that are floating and like flying past them in slow motion in the air,
mm-hmm.
and this slow motion and the red flooded light took us immediately to Mic Drop.
Yeah.
Like we have a shot where like Yoongi, Jimin, and Jungkook, mm-hmm. I think, are in that shot in Mic Drop, where everything is kind of in slow motion in the air behind Yoongi. And that's exactly what's being played here. It's like a direct parallel.
Yeah.
Also have to give a shout out to Taeyong in this red lit room.
Killer.
With the super straight hair glaring through his bangs. I could even stretch it as far as to say it's giving Singularity a little bit with how he's like centrally looking
yes.
at us.
Yes. And you know yes. that's the only other time that Taeyong had super straight hair for a music video was the Singularity music video right
mm-hmm.
there. 1000%.
Like put him in a bomber jacket, make him do a little choreo mm-hmm. and we're there.
Oh, he practically is. It's just a bomber jacket with the sleeves cut. I also love in this shot that, again, just like they did with the Swim music video, the practical effects, they're not using CGI for this, I could guarantee. We haven't seen a behind yet, but like, just like they did for Mic Drop, just like they did for, you know, J-Hope's Arson music video, none of that is CGI. It's all practical effects. Like, these are actual pieces of furniture on wires floating around with smoke filling the room to get this shot. And it makes it so good. It looks incredible. Have to talk about Yoongi.
I mean, I feel like you have to commend them for that.
Oh, seriously.
Right?
Like, it's a lot of extra work to be able to do that. It'd be so much easier to do CGI, but it brings such a layer of realism to their film, you know, that they're making here. Yeah. Yoongi here and his, I love his verse. He literally is standing in one place. I think that is so Min Yoongi of him to just not move. Like, he's like, I don't even need to dance. I don't even need to move. I don't even need to do my crouch walk at you while I'm delivering these lines. Like, you're going to be impacted either way. And the backup dancers are kind of like creeping into him, you know, but they're leaning away as if they're intimidated by him. They don't really want to get too close to him. They're all kind of like holding each other back, like, oh, what's he gonna do? And the it's beautiful because as they were on site, it was snowing just as he was recording his scene. So there's snow falling in the background. There's, you know, greenery all around him too, like these tall grasses that the wind is whipping through, and the way that the wind ripples through the grass gives such a haunting feeling of like someone sneaking up on you. And this is when he's delivering the line, like El Kukui, like the boogeyman, like coming up to you. And so it has that dual effect. Also stand out here that reminds us of the Fire music video is there's one sole backup dancer that stands and faces Yoongi as he's delivering his final lines, and it reminds us of the beginning of Fire where he's standing in front of that guy who's like hooded, kind of staring him down. So another,
it's a direct parallel.
Yeah, another callback to it.
Yeah,
the part just to, while we're here, because this is our next screenshot that reminds us of RM's Do You, is all of the black and white shots of the BTS members that we get spliced in throughout the video. They do this in a really great way, like when you hear the knives slashing, oftentimes it'll cut back and forth between these black and white scenes and the main scenes, but these are like for the members to all look super fucking hot, super incredible. And it, I mean, in RM's Do You music video, he has like these flashes of like black and white to, you know, contrast with the main scene. So that's another.
Yeah. I love that you made that connection, because that really is a little bit of a deep cut, but it's exactly that whenever you say
it's the same impact.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then we just have to talk about this scene where we've got Jimin, Jin, and Jungkook. All of these backup dancers are like flying past them, like items are flying past them too. We were kind of joking about some of the like Stranger Things parallels, like in that hedonistic room, it looks like the upside, it looks like a portal to the Upside Down is right there. And then, yeah, when like in Stranger Things, when things are getting sucked into the Upside Down, like this is exactly what it looks like. But there are so many glamour shots between Jungkook, Jin, and Jimin in this room. And one of our favorite parts is this really cool transition from Jungkook, and you see a person fly by in front of them, and then once they leave the screen, it's replaced with Jin.
Iconic.
So cool. Yeah. It is iconic. It's incredible. Jimin has never looked better. Kayla, you already touched on his hair, but he just looks the finest he's ever looked. And we keep talking about how he's never looked better, and that says a lot because he's always looked fine. But after this scene, we get the iconic, incredible, always needed Yoongi kicking us in the face.
Kick us in the
scene.
Face. Yes.
Like boot to the face.
Hell yeah.
Like, right at us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
I mean, talk about idol. Like, this is the idol moment. I mean, the idol music video where Yoongi kicks, I feel like that immediately became iconic. That's when we were always forever being like, Yoongi, kick us, you know, curb stomp us. And here he is doing it right at the camera. It's so good.
Yeah.
After this, we see RM. This is like his like verse here at the end of the song. And he's standing at a microphone stand that has hundreds of cables coming out of it, as if what he's saying is being broadcasted around the world. Not only that, but everybody's listening, you know. It really is shocking as the camera pans out how many cables are running out and coiled about, as he's kind of like, the backup dancers are standing behind him, almost in formation where like a choir would be.
Yeah.
Kind of like people singing his praises or singing their praises, but he's standing up there alone, you know, as this solid representation of BTS bringing their message to the world. It reminds me of the Persona music video. It reminds me of BTS, of RM himself speaking at the UN. And it's just really impactful because here he's rapping like, you're going to hear this one playing around the clock. Basically, worldwide, everywhere, people are going to be listening to this song. So super impactful shot here.
It is. Yeah, all those cables. Mm-hmm. Kayla, do you want to talk about shirtless Jimin?
I mean, we haven't mentioned it yet, but Jimin's outfit here, his shirt is only buttoned at the top. And so you can just, there's so many shots where you can just see like his full abs out, and I die. I'm wrecked and destroyed and ruined every time. After RM's verse, he kind of like, they're back on the red stage and he kind of turns and walks away. And then Jimin comes out from the side and you see like his stomach flash as he's giving his verse, and his face is also looking just gorgeous. And then Yoongi comes in with his final lines. And so it's like Namjoon into Jimin, it's Minimani. And then into Jimin and Yoongi, it's Yoonmin. It's like all of my ships just here to wreck and destroy me.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. And then we get Jin right after this, like Yoongi and Jimin part. This is Jin. Oh my God. He's walking forward. I love the part where he puts his arms out. He puts his hands out as if like, you want this, you know, like
come at me. Yeah. Come at you me. Want this while he's locked up.
While he's like locked up, all the chains around his belt. Yeah. I mean, but he just looks so fine here.
He's so stunning. His hair, the red makeup, like worldwide handsome, truly. We also get Taeyong at the end too, in color, like instead of just like the red flooded room, so you get a really good shot of him here with that straight hair, looking so sexy. And the music video ends with all of them on a stage, like it pans out even further, so then you can see the like catwalk above them that you would see at like a stadium concert. And I just feel like it's symbolic of just the concert, the stadium tour that they're about to embark on.
Right, because this video came out right before their tour started. And as of doing this video, this podcast, they finished their tour dates in Seoul and at Goyang. So it definitely is supposed to represent like, we brought you Swim and 2.0 and now Hooligan, and to end on stage here at the end of Hooligan. And then that's where you will see them next. Very cool.
Yes. Very cool. Wow, this was great. I'm proud of us for getting through 3 music videos in an hour.
Never been done.
It's never been done.
Historic.
God.
Yeah.
Speaking of concerts, guys, our next episode will be our concert coverage from Tampa.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay, we're about to see BTS Row 5 VIP soundtrack. Are you kidding me? Kayla, let's go.
Fucking dream come true. Yes. Literally cannot believe that it's almost here. I just expect us to be completely hoarse on the next episode, because we'll be screaming our heads off, as we should.
Yes.
Like, we'll literally fly back from the concert Monday morning, and then Monday evening we will be recording an episode for you all, just so that we can let you know our concert experience, what we thought. We're still avoiding all spoilers up until that point, so don't tell us, because
we know nothing.
We don't want to know yet. We know nothing. But please, if you are going to be in Tampa that weekend, come meet up with us once again on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. at Spatty's Coffee Co. It's about 8 minutes away from the venue. We would love to see you. And we loved talking about these 3 music videos, Swim 2.0 and Hooligan. Just incredible content put out by BTS for the Arirang era. They did it big. We would expect no less. Let us know what you thought about our discussion on these music videos. And then what did we miss? What did you think about the music videos also? Let us know in the Spotify comments and on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.